Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, the weather across Israel is sunny and warm. In Tel Aviv, it's a bright day, perfect for a stroll along the beach. Jerusalem also enjoys clear skies, while Haifa sees a gentle breeze. Tonight, temperatures will remain comfortable, making it a pleasant evening to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that the IDF has demolished Hezbollah tunnels below southern Lebanon's Beaufort Ridge just hours ago. This action follows a drone attack a day earlier. Also, according to Walla, former President Trump announced that the Peace Council has reached an agreement for the complete disarmament of Hamas. He described it as a historic deal. Also, this hour, Ynet News informs us that the IDF has destroyed Hezbollah's underground command center in southern Lebanon after a ceasefire breach earlier today. Separately, Axios reports that the U.S. sees progress toward a deal to disarm Hamas and rebuild Gaza. Israeli officials remain skeptical about Hamas's commitment. And finally, from Forward, Columbia University's Student Workers Union has withdrawn its demand for the university to divest from Israel. This marks a significant change in their stance. Reaction has been swift on social media. I24N EWS English, an Israeli international news broadcaster, reported just minutes ago that the U.S. managed to overcome Iran's efforts to dissuade Hamas from agreeing to the disarmament deal. They added that the process will take time to implement. Dan Bermawi questioned just minutes ago what Muslims mean when they say the gospel will reach the ends of the earth. He asked whether this is about spreading spiritual knowledge or political occupation. Eve Barlow commented earlier today on a city with a population of 84,000, sparking discussions online. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel's report, the IDF's demolition of Hezbollah tunnels in southern Lebanon follows a drone attack from the same area. The tunnels, which took over two decades to build, are seen as a strategic threat. This move is part of Israel's ongoing efforts to eliminate Hezbollah's military capabilities in the region. Turning to Trump's announcement reported by Walla, the Peace Council's agreement on the disarmament of Hamas is being hailed as historic. However, skepticism remains high among Israeli officials who doubt Hamas's willingness to adhere to the terms. The agreement could potentially reshape the security landscape if successfully implemented. Meanwhile, Ynet News reported on the destruction of Hezbollah's command center near Metula. This action was taken in response to a breach of the ceasefire. The IDF's operation aims to dismantle infrastructure that poses a direct threat to Israeli security. The regional tensions could escalate if such breaches continue. In a separate development, Axios highlighted U.S. efforts to foster a deal for disarming Hamas and rebuilding Gaza. While progress is noted, Israeli officials are wary of Hamas's true intentions. The success of this initiative could lead to significant changes in Gaza's humanitarian situation. Finally, Forward reports a significant reversal at Columbia University. The Student Workers Union has dropped its demand for divestment from Israel. This change reflects a shift in campus activism and could influence similar movements in other universities. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that ServiceNow continues to lay off employees as it restructures around AI. The company is focusing on enhancing its artificial intelligence capabilities, indicating a shift in strategic priorities. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights a rise in renovation costs due to a shortage of professionals. This trend affects timelines and safety, with projects like bathroom renovations now taking significantly longer. And finally, Walla Business reveals drama at the International Bank, where computer workers were denied entry to a board meeting. The incident followed a breakdown in negotiations, adding tension between employees and management. That's your Israel 18 news update for this morning. We'll be back with more at 8 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.